So NPR has four sources inside the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, this federal agency, who agreed to speak anonymously about this in detail. They said they don't have permission to speak publicly about their concerns. They fear retribution from the Trump administration if they're identified. These CDC staffers told me this big key pool of grant money called the Overdose Data to Action Program, worth roughly $290 million in total, pays for key pieces of the fentanyl overdose response all over the U.S. But now about half that total allocation is frozen. They say it may never be paid out. That adds up to roughly $140 million.
Brian, that sounds like a lot of money to me. What have you been hearing from public health officials?
Yeah, they're really worried about this. Drug overdose deaths have been dropping. A lot of states and local public health departments say this money contributed to that progress. Now they've basically paused any planning or spending for next year's use of this federal addiction money, even though, again, it's in the budget approved by Congress. I spoke about this with Chrissy Giuliano, who heads a group called Big Cities Health Coalition. It's a group of about 35 of the largest urban public health departments in the country.